Look at that. You can't buy a view like that. Oh, wait, no, I have.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Alex, I've got a couple of comedies for you today.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, I think we all need a bit of a laugh at the moment.
Yeah, I've got one comedy that's going straight to digital and streaming and DVD that'll be good for people that are going into lockdown, and the other one opens in cinemas today. I'll start with a movie that you can watch at home. This one is Greed. It stars Steve Coogan, David Mitchell, Isla Fisher, Danita Gohill, and Shirley Henderson. This film is written and directed by Michael Winterbottom. It's also co-written by Sean Gray. Now, Greed opens with preparations well underway to celebrate the 60th birthday of British celebrity billionaire, King of the High Street, Sir Richard Greedy McCready, played by Steve Coogan, sporting a magnificent set of glowing white teeth. The party is going to happen on a Greek island with a decadent ancient Roman theme. Guests, many paid, will be flown in from around the world to help McCready celebrate, along with his first wife, played by Fisher.
Is that a push-up bra or are they new?
Are those teeth fake? Put them in a glass. Take them out.
Current trophy wife, his mother, played by Shirley Henderson, and his kids. Another guest at the party is journalist Nick, played by David Mitchell, who's been paid to write McCready's biography. And it's mostly through his eyes that we see the story unfold. And what we do see from Nick's perspective is that beneath the glamorous facade, celebrated, lovable billionaire Sir Richard McCready isn't someone who should be celebrated at all. In fact, if the select committee that Sir Richard McCready has just appeared before had their way, McCready would probably be in prison. Yes, McCready represents just about all the evils of unregulated capitalism in one person. The man has left a trail of destruction in his wake, from bullying employees to ripping off suppliers and manufacturers, exploiting third world workers, numerous bankruptcies, asset stripping and tax avoidance schemes, all designed to increase the personal wealth of this sociopathic con man. There's nothing very subtle about Greed, but director Michael Winterbottom isn't particularly subtle when he makes films that attempt to stir the viewer's social conscience. He and Coogan obviously work well together, having collaborated on a number of projects, including the Trip films, and Coogan is suitably revolting in this darkly satirical film that comes with a real gut punch at the end. That being, how complicit are we in supporting the activities of men like Greedy McCready? Bleeding heart liberals will find plenty to both laugh and be horrified at in this film. In this case, Greed is good.
Greedy McCready definitely sounds like an apt term for him, doesn't it? I have to say, I've been super excited to see this film because I'm a bit of an Isla Fisher fan, so that has definitely drawn me in. But you've definitely put a bit of a tick of approval on that one for me.
Fisher's bit in your face, sis.
I want in your face. I am in your face.
What was the other film that you're looking at, Michael?
The King of Staten Island. This one stars Pete Davidson, Belle Powley, and Bill Burr. It's directed by Judd Apatow, who also co-wrote this film with Pete Davidson and Dave Sirius. In this semi-biographical comedy, Pete Davidson plays Scott, a 24-year-old man who still lives in his mom's basement. His mom, played by Marissa Tomei in this one.
I'm still here. I'm going to be here forever.
Yeah.
He likes smoking bongs with his buds, occasionally hooking up with longtime secret girlfriend Kelsey, played by Belle Powley, and dreaming about one day owning his own tattoo parlour / restaurant. But Scott never does anything about it. Scott has been in a malaise of depression since his firefighter father was killed many years ago. Davidson's own firefighter father was actually killed on 9/11. Anyway, Scott seems stuck in permanent adolescence, a condition not unfamiliar to many male characters in Judd Apatow films. The spanner in Scott's works, or perhaps the blockage in his bong, and the catalyst for change and perhaps some personal growth, comes in the form of Ray Bishop, played by Bill Burr, the new man in his mom's life, who also happens to be a firefighter.
I've been dating someone for a little while now.
The first guy you date in 17 years is a fireman, just like that? You don't think that's weird?
Needless to say, Scott doesn't exactly warm to Ray, so there's going to be some conflict. Will Scott and Ray work out their differences? Will Scott ever get his shit together? You'll just have to watch and find out. But remember, this is an Apatow comedy, it's not The Hours. Pete Davidson's Scott is obnoxious, annoying, and incredibly self-centered, but he does have enough charm and self-deprecating humour to make him very likeable. I'm not really sure how much of Scott is really just a slightly exaggerated version of Pete Davidson, though. Like most Apatow movies, the rest of the cast is populated by a lot of Apatow's comedian friends, including Bill Burr, Jimmy Tatro, and Steve Buscemi, who incidentally was also a New York firefighter before he found fame. The King of Staten Island is probably 20 or 30 minutes too long. Judd Apatow really needs to learn when to call cut on a scene or how to edit one. And it does follow the man-child finally waking up to himself formula. The King of Staten Island isn't Judd Apatow's best work, but it's enjoyable enough. If it were royalty, it would be maybe 15th in line to the throne.
Oh, God. Hey, Michael, thank you so much. Have a good week.
Pleasure.
Hey, thanks for listening to all this. You're one of the few people who treat me, you know, like a person.
You're welcome.